Earlier in the year, Stella Young got the world thinking and laughing when her TED Talk was released. In short, it was about how she was tired of being thought of as an inspiration. We'll talk about the reaction you got in a minute. But first, can you tell us a bit about this thing that you called inspiration porn?
Yeah, so I had noticed over a long period of time that people were sharing on Facebook and Twitter and, you know, whatever forms of social media, you know, we could get our hands on, there was a tendency to share things that make people feel good, you know, whether it's cat videos or pictures of cute puppies. But the predominant thing that I noticed was that people would share pictures of disabled people, primarily children, with, you know, inspiring sort of quotes like the only disability in life is a bad attitude. One of my favorite ones was actually the little girl with no hands who was drawing a picture with the pencil held in her mouth, and the caption for that one I think was, "Your excuse is invalid." And of course, invalid is also the same word as invalid, which is quite, I thought was quite amusing just from a language perspective. But what I really noticed was that people would share these images and say, I was having a really bad day, but now I feel so much better because my life could be worse. I could be that person. And my question was, well, what if you are that person? What does it feel like to be objectified as an object of inspiration? Because we all want to make disability seem like it's just one simple thing. And what I keep saying every chance I get is that disabled people are complex. We are not one thing. Disability doesn't just mean one thing in society. It's a whole range of things. And disabled people, great, and some are awful. And, you know, we're flawed individuals in the same way that everyone is a flawed individual. And it's really unfair to objectify us and to hold us to some kind of standard,
but Stella, be motivated. Isn't using the word porn, isn't that quite provocative? Yeah. And does that work?
Yeah, I mean, I think it does. I use the word porn quite deliberately because the inspiration porn, you know, it's objectifying one group of people for the benefit of another group. So in this case, it's objectification of disabled people for the emotional benefit of non-disabled people. So I think that the word porn, it is provocative, but I couldn't, you know, I can't think of a better way to describe it, really.
And what was the reaction like to your TED Talk? I mean, I'd encourage everybody to go and watch your TED Talk because it is just a masterpiece of public speaking, whether you agree with it or not. But what kind of reaction have you had since?
Look, I've had all the usual kind of reaction, you know, a lot of YouTube trollers and all of that stuff. And I've had lots of disabled people say, thank you so much. I have been trying to put my finger on that feeling for a long time, and you've articulated really well what I have felt for my whole life. But there were other people saying, you know, of course I'm an inspiration because I'm disabled. Look at all this stuff I have to deal with. And I think it is inspirational that I get out of bed and remember my own name in the morning. And and look, both of those views are equally fine. And what I always seek to do with the things that I put out into the world is just make people think about it a little bit more. Like, if you think about it and you still hold that view that you as a disabled person want to inspire non-disabled people by going, I've got it worse than you, then go ahead. Who am I to object to that? But I do think that we just need to get our heads around the fact that disability is complex.
Your determination to be seen as not an inspiration seems to have ironically made you quite inspiring.
To yes. Rob, anyway, to that's me. For sure.
Yeah. I mean, that was actually one of my points, was like, I'm very happy to inspire people with my work and the things that I say, but I'm not happy to be congratulated on the train in the morning just for being on the train as a disabled person.
And ultimately, you know, how harmful really is it when, I mean, you know, I can see why it might be considered patronising. We've all talked about this, about, you know, doing something quite menial like taking a train or eating a flapjack unassisted, you know, or using a calculator. But if an able-bodied person looks at you, you know, on the train or eating your flapjack and thinks that's brilliant, I mean, is that really doing any harm, Stella?
Yeah, Yes, it's really annoying. And it is absolutely doing harm. It does harm to me as an individual, because I'm constantly being reminded that nobody really expects anything of me. And that expectation translates to other things. Mm. You know, we have incredibly low rates of employment of people with disabilities in Australia. We have very very a poor education system for students with disabilities who are not able to be in mainstream schools because of a lack of support. Like, what these things all feed into one another. And if you have low expectations of a disabled person, you're not going to hire one to work for your company, are you? If you think that a person's capability begins and ends with the fact that they can just function in society, then you're not actually going to look for what they can bring to the table, because you underestimate what they can offer.